T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, we go back to 1985. This song is called Living Right. It's from Glenn Frey. It peaked at number 90 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was also used as the theme song in TV ads for Bally Fitness back in the day. Bally Fitness located only on the West Coast. There you go, little Glenn Frey. And yes, Sister Christian's a much better song than that.
That's not even one of my 100 favorite Eagles songs, and I still like it more than Sister Christian.
Really?
Yeah. It's a fun little song.
That's just nutty.
It's about a minute too long, though.
Here's Chad and Joe to play in the next first-round matchup, World Series of Face-Off. Chad, you've played in this thing quite a few times, haven't you?
I think this is the fourth time.
All right. Well, you're a veteran, then. What gives you confidence this year?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Does anybody ever enter this game with confidence?
Not anymore,
I can't
it
imagine.
Seem like. Gone are the days of Doc and company.
Doc was, he was only confident on his sleeve. He wasn't confident
anywhere.
So what?
Anywhere. Project it.
Joe, project some confidence, Joe.
Well, I'm going to do the best I can, Bob.
There you go. It's like wading into a lake, man. You just don't know what's coming. Here we go. The category is NCAA basketball tournament. I want to know teams that have won more than 20 NCAA tournament games but don't have a title to show for it. There are a good number of these teams. Chad, you're
good
up
luck.
First.
How about Maryland?
Maryland.
Maryland's got a title.
They do not. That is not a correct answer. Joe.
How about Kansas State?
Kansas State is a correct answer. 37 wins, no titles. Chad?
How about Texas?
Texas, 35 wins, no title. It's 1-1 as we go to the bottom of the second. Joe?
How about Wisconsin?
Wisconsin is not correct.
I think they won a title in the early
days.
They did
win a title way back. We are tied at 1. NCAA tournament, the category. Schools with 20 or more wins but no titles. Chad?
How about Oklahoma?
Oklahoma is correct. Oklahoma has 41 wins.
No titles.
No titles. Joe?
How about Illinois?
Illinois has 40 wins in the NCAA tournament. It's 2-2 as we go to 4. Chad.
Go with Iowa.
The Iowa Hawkeyes, 29 wins, no titles. It's 3-2, Chad. Joe.
About Stanford?
Stanford is not correct. It's 3-2 in favor of Chad. Chad, you can wrap it up with a correct answer in round 5.
I'm going to go with the hated Missouri Tigers.
The Missouri Tigers is correct. 22 NCAA tournament wins, no titles. Chad, after missing in the first round, 4 straight correct guesses, and Chad, you move on. Joe, great try.
Stanford won in 1942, Wisconsin in 41.
Joe, you should have known that, weren't you? You were courtside.
Not quite as old as you, Bob.
Ah, there it is. There's the dig. Thanks, Joe.
All right, thanks.
Chad, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Had fun.
All right, he moves into the round of 16. He'll play next Tuesday, and he'll play the winner of the previous match today. And that person was Kyle Coffey. So we got Coffey and Volgamore coming up
next
Tuesday. A couple more first-round matches still today. At 5:20, Jordan Bodick against Steve Stoffregen. And at 5:40, Derek Chilcott. You're saying Chilcott.
Yeah, it is.
Against John Letty. Tomorrow, Pat Pask and Josh Leach. Pask with a one seed, the venerable one.
Sure.
Who seems to be not as sharp and steady as he was in some previous years.
He'll be there.
He's a former champion. He won it at Twin Peaks and had his picture taken with the Twin Peaks girls.
Well, it could be worse, right?
Jeremy Barr, I love how you throw stuff out. Just you must be in a. It's a tough position for you, isn't it?
Is Purdue on that list, or did they win one way back in the day?
Jeremy Barber and I'll get to that in a moment. Jeremy Barber and Joel Ramos at 4:40. Dan Barber, DJ Bergkamp at 5:20. Pete Bodick and J.R. Youngers at 5:40. That's coming up tomorrow. Here are the other schools. Purdue with 39. Memphis, 34. Temple, 33. Gonzaga, 31. West Virginia, 31. Virginia, 29. Wake Forest, 28. Xavier, 28. St. John's, 27. Houston, 26. LSU, 24. Butler, 24. Georgia Tech, 23. Boston College, 22. And Alabama, 21.
Alabama.
Those are the schools with more than 20 wins in NCAA tournament history, but no championships. What did you think of that
poor
category?
Programs. It was okay.
See, that's all you'll ever give me.
It was tough.
That's all you'll ever give me.
Have you ever said my category is good?
I loved one of your categories in 2011.
Thank you.
Ryan, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I tell you, I'm listening to the show via the radio.com app.
Thank you.
In Oklahoma, so it sounds great. And I also get, I wanted to mention this before, I also get an email from you guys, a KFH email, and I hope you talk about how other people can get that email daily. I love it.
So there's a way to get a KFH daily email.
Yeah, and I'm on it, and I'm happy to have it.
And what do those emails have in them, Ryan, if you don't mind sharing?
From the show. Absolutely, they have highlights from the morning show. And they have highlights from your show. So little 8-minute tidbits, highlights the show. And
wonder who puts that together. Is that an Andrew thing?
I don't know. I wish more people knew about it.
Well, you're letting people know about it. We'll find out how to get on that list, and we'll make it happen for people.
Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll get people on the list.
Something like that. And then just my last point would be with the greatest female athlete, I just, you know, and it's my personal opinion that your take on that, Jeff, stinks.
Oh, really, Ryan?
Why is that, Ryan?
It's awful. For you to throw down the gauntlet and say that unequivocally that Serena Williams, the greatest athlete, and then for you to be dismissive on Babe Didrikson.
Oh, Babe Didrikson was fine in the 30s.
Okay, and that's the point. In 1932, you're absolutely right, the female athlete of the year. But then she did it in the early 50s, and she's got three more titles in the 40s.
But who's a better athlete?
A better athlete. Okay, so in the Olympic Games, and this is where you don't do your study and look into history.
All right, Ryan, question for you. Who's a better athlete, Jesse Owens or Usain Bolt?
Sure, that's right, and that's a crappy argument.
It's not a crappy argument.
If you'd let Ryan finish his thought, that'd be wonderful.
So, in the 1932 Olympics, she won a medal in the high jump, and she won a medal in the hurdles. And so, today, with all the technology we have, you get our high jumper out there that's going to win a medal and then say, okay, 80-meter hurdles, you're up now, and see the failure that they'd have. And then she threw the javelin. So let's get our best javelin thrower, female, and have her run the 80-meter hurdles. You know, I'm talking about an athlete, a complete
athlete. Let's call it a decathlete, Ryan. We do that already.
Sure.
No, she was a basketball player, track and field athlete, and golfer, and did all three at an extremely high level, world-class level.
That's good.
That qualifies her.
About four other women were competing in those sports.
Okay, and that's fine, Jeff. The attitude you've taken towards this and the end result that you've given us, both of them stink. And okay. I hope you both rock it out tonight.
Thanks, Ryan. It does stink.
No, it doesn't.
No, you...
Babe Didrikson as an athlete can't compare to Serena Williams. That's insane.
But when you talk about the greatest athletes, you are comparing people to their time.
Not when we're talking about greatest.
Was generally viewed as the greatest athlete of the first half of the 20th century.
And that's great, but she's not even in an approximate class as an athlete to Serena Williams.
Then how do you explain her high level of success in three sports?
She was good in her time. There's no question about that. But you asked me who the greatest female athlete is, and it's Serena Williams. We're talking about best athlete, not best comparable athlete, not best athlete relatively speaking. I thought that's what we were talking about. From
1930 to 32, she was an All-America, member of the All-America women's basketball team. During the same period, she won eight events and tied for a ninth in the national championship of track and field. I don't know. To me, you got to give her.
I'm not taking any credit away, but we're talking about, again, I just thought we were talking about best athletes, not most accomplishments or, you know, Serena's the best women's athlete.
Leading money winner for 4 years in a row on the women's golf tour.
You keep rolling out accolades.
I just feel like you're underselling her, and I think Ryan and others feel the same way.
Well, Ryan does. I've heard from no others.
All right, we need to take a break. Back in a moment with Jive Talk. Two more matches coming up second hour in the World Series of Faceoffs. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.